Hi, this is Rick Harmon, and I'm back with another recording here for Windows Security on your PC. In the last recording, I talked to you about Adware. This time I'm going to show you SpyBot Search and Destroy. SpyBot Search and Destroy is another anti-spyware program that you can use in conjunction with Adware. It tends to find different things that Adware doesn't find. Adware will find things it doesn't find. They work well in conjunction with each other. I'm not going to show you SpyBot without the scripts because it's not really necessary. The scripts on SpyBot are not as critical. They just make the interface a little simpler to use. You can use SpyBot without scripts much easier than Adware, especially when you're installing SpyBot. If you tell it that you want to use the blind interface, and that's in the installation, there'll be a setting as you're going through installation that says you want to, that you're blind and you want to use it that way. That will help some. The interface is still a little difficult in places to use, but not impossible. Okay, let me bring up SpyBot.
S Skype, S Speed Fan, S SpyBot Dash Search and Destroy Left Parent for Blind Users Right Parent.
And I'm going to hit Enter, and I am running the scripts. The scripts for SpyBot are available from Accessible Programs at www.accessibleprograms.com, and that's www.accessibleprograms.com. And SpyBot, I forget what its homepage is. You can get it through JFW Lite or downloads.com or majorgeeks.com. The latest version on it is 1.4. So let's enter on this, bring it up.
Enter. Update progress, cancel button. SpyBot dash search and destroy, SpyBot dash search and destroy 1.4 screen, check for problems button, Alt plus C.
And it's telling me I can check for problems. I'm going to go up through the menus first and show you how you can do updates. If you don't have the scripts, updates can be a little more difficult, but I'm going to show you how to do it through the menus.
File, Alt plus N, mode, Alt plus navigation, Alt plus N, actions, Alt plus A.
Let's see, I think it's in actions.
Actions menu, search for updates, no server selected, N. Search for updates.
You can do a manual search for updates here. I'm going to show you how to get SpyBot to do this automatically.
No server selected. N. Download updates unavailable. D. Show log. O. Help. H.
Because it's difficult.
Context menu submenu. C. Select important updates. I.
Let's see here.
Escape. Context menu submenu. C. Select important updates. I. Check for problems button, Alt, recovery button, search for updates button, check for problems button, Alt plus C, file, Alt
plus
M. Come
on.
Mode, Alt plus M.
Mode. Go back through my menus again, it's...
Navigation, Alt plus N. Navigation menu, SpyBot dash S and D submenu, B. Settings submenu, E.
Through the navigation menu, if you go into settings...
Language, L. File sets, F. Settings, E. Directories, D. Skins, A, schedulers, ignore product, ignore cookies, ignore file extensions, ignore simple, ignore system and language, L, file sets, F, settings, T.
Go to settings.
Settings screen, preview, installation opened. Desktop icon opened. No icon, vertical bar on, not checked. Default mode, vertical bar off.
And if you go down through here.
Advanced mode, vertical bar off.
It's quite a ways down. I believe it's... If you have your items announcing through JAWS, it's like 60.
Default Time critical left parent. Age of recovery. Automation opened. Program start opened. Run check on program start. Vertical bar off. Fix all problems on program start. Rerun checks after fit immunize on programs. Don't ask for fixing. Wait a few minutes. Wait until wait a sys no automation. Automatically run program with sit run pro run fix. Wait a few minutes until starting the check. Vertical bar off.
And I'm still arrowing down through all these options. There's like 100 different options, so this is a big list.
Wait until specific. Wait a few. Close program. Web update opened.
Okay, and if you find web update, you're in the right area.
Search the web for new versions at each program start. Vertical bar on not checked.
And it says it's on. If you hit your space bar, you can toggle that on and off.
Download updated include files if available online. Vertical bar on not checked. Download updated include files if available online. Vertical bar off 2 of 8.
Okay, and I had toggled that to off. I'm going to hit my space bar and toggle it back on.
Download updated include files if available online. Vertical bar on not checked 2 of 8.
And it says it's on.
Search the web for new versions at each program start. Vertical bar off.
And I'm going to toggle that back on.
Confirmation dialog. You should only check this if you are permanently connected to the internet or if you have a no button. Yes button.
And if you have a DSL or cable connection, tell this yes.
Private dash search and download updated and remind me to look for updates at program start. Vertical bar off. Display available beta versions. Vertical bar on not checked.
Okay. And you can just go down through here and check whatever you want. I'm not going to cover everything, but I did want to cover the updates because they are off by default. And whether you're using the scripts or not, you want to go down through there. Go to your navigation menu, go into settings, then go into settings. And you want to go down through that list and you want to make sure in the web updates section that those updates are turned on, and then it will look for updates for you automatically. It is somewhat difficult to tell it through the menus to scan for updates. I've not had much luck with it. This way is much, much easier and you don't have to worry about anything. To get out of this, you can just do an Alt F4.
Desktop, folder view, list view, spy bot dash search
and
parent for blind users, right parent.
You're going to go out of spy bot. We'll go back in now.
Enter. Update progress, cancel button.
But you hear that update progress. That means it's doing an update. If you don't have this turned on.
Spy bot dash search and destroy, spy bot dash search and destroy 1.4 screen, check for problems button, Alt plus C.
If you don't have the updates turned on, you're never going to hear that dialogue. And you want to make sure that's turned on. Same thing with Adaware. Adaware doesn't have the problem. It will remind you every 15 days automatically. On both of these programs, you want to make sure that you always do the update checks. Both these programs are always downloading update definitions that will help both of these programs to get rid of things better. Just like an antivirus program, you want to continually update these programs. If you don't have updates turned on for SpyBot, and a lot of people don't, you're never going to get your definitions list updated, and you're never going to check for the fullest amount of programs that you can be checking for. And then that way the program's not going to be as effective as it could be. Okay.
Check for problems button.
And you hear it say check for problems. That's what we want to do.
Scanning dot dot dot.
And it will start scanning. At this point, it takes 4 or 5 minutes.
Check 2105 of 54,663 scanned.
And you can do your insert and three keys on your numpad.
Running dot dash check 5450 of 54,663 scanned.
And it will tell you its scanning progress. SpyBot, depending on your computer, can take quite a while. It can, if you have a slower computer, it can take 15, 20, 30 minutes. If you have a real fast computer like I do, it generally only takes about 5 minutes. So we'll wait for this to finish.
Running bot dash check 10,895 of 54,663 scanned.
And as I was talking about before, Adaware tends to find things like cookies, and ad-based annoyances, whereas SpyBot tends to find the more malicious spyware, the more nasty things, Trojans, you know, some of the Trojans, some of the other various forms of malware that are out there that you can get from web pages. So AdAware tends to find the less, as far as I'm concerned, the less malicious stuff, and you would use SpyBot to search for the more malicious stuff. And SpyBot will also find cookies and things like that too, just like AdAware will. But it tends to find other things that AdAware don't. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, you want to run both of them. And I do regularly.
Running bug cache check, 29,280 of 54,663 scanned.
And some people are also running Windows Defender. And Windows Defender is a pretty good program. The newest versions from Microsoft are now fully accessible. It's not like it was a year or so ago when they first got Windows Defender, and it wasn't worth a hill of beans as far as accessibility. Now it is quite accessible. And I believe it comes with Microsoft's new package, OneCare. I think it's what it's called. It's about $40 or $50 a year, I think. Or, well, not a year, to buy. And it has all these goodies in it. The antivirus and things like that. But for now, you can download Windows Defender from Microsoft, I believe, by itself for free. And it's another worthwhile program to have. It also can tend to pick up things that SpyBot and AdAware don't. They all seem to have their little list of things they pick up. Out of the three, I would consider Defender the least necessary. Now, I'm not knocking Defender in any way. You know, it has its purposes. It tends to be able to scan in the background while the computer is running, you know, like an antivirus program does, where it's always looking for security threats. That's nice. But I don't use it that much. I tend to think, you know, if you have AdAware and you have SpyBot, you're running those regularly, you're running your antivirus, you should be in pretty good shape. But, you know, if you want to run Windows Defender, I definitely would tell you to do so. It certainly will not hurt anything.
Running bug dash check, 35,848 of 54,663 scanned.
And the more tools you have to fight spyware, malware, viruses, Trojans, all this good stuff, cookies, you know, the better off you're going to be, and the less likely you're going to get a virus or a Trojan, you know, to get onto your computer. Not to say that you won't ever pick one up, but if you're running all these tools, you're much less likely to have any harm done. You know, I run these regularly, and I've even picked up a virus here and there. I picked up a virus a couple of weeks ago through an email program. I don't know how it happened. It didn't have any attachments, but still somehow, you know, I managed to pick one up. And my things here picked it right up, got rid of it, and I didn't have to worry about anything. And if you're surfing around on the internet all the time, and even if you think you're going to safe pages, that you think there's no way anything can happen. A friend of mine goes to church websites to download plays and church songs and stuff for their church. And, you know, you would think you would be safe at these sites. Well, on several occasions, she's gotten viruses from these sites. And it just goes to show you that even a place as a religious website you would think you would be safe, but a lot of times people intentionally put viruses in these types of sites where you think you're safe and you're not. So if you're thinking that, oh, I play safe, I don't never go to any bad places, I don't download illegal music, I don't download pornography, I don't do this, I don't do that, well, that doesn't matter, because even on the safest websites that you could possibly think you're at, you can still very easily get a virus. I've talked to people that have gotten viruses from corporate websites that, you know, you would think, though, they would definitely be safe. You know, there's no way in the world you would get a virus. I've talked to people that have gotten viruses directly from corporate websites. Somebody, friend of mine a year or so ago, was on a Chrysler website looking for some transmission information, and they got a virus from that website. So what I'm trying to say here, while this is scanning and I'm rambling along,
running hot dash check, 54,660 of 54,663 scanned.
And this is almost done. What I'm trying to say is, no matter how safe you think you are, and if you think you don't need these programs, you're dead wrong, because you do need them. I don't care how safe you are. If you're connected to the internet, if you're on cable, if you're on DSL, okay, and it says it's got 12 problems. If you're on cable, you're on DSL, you're connected to the internet all the time. Whether you're out there browsing or not, your computer is susceptible to infiltration. So, you know, you definitely need to have all these programs, and you need to use them and update them regularly. Okay, this is finished.
Log 10 entries.
So if you use your up and down arrows.
Cookie 1 entry. Cash 1 entry. Congratulations, no immediate threats were found.
Now, if SpyBot finds nothing that's deemed threatful, it will say congratulations, no threats were found. Doesn't mean it didn't find anything, because as we can see here by using the up and down arrows,
cache, one entry.
It found one entry in the cache.
Cookie, one entry.
Found one entry in cookies.
Log, 10 entries.
Found entries in the log files, the Windows log files. Now, these aren't threats necessarily. SpyBot in the latest version 1.4 has started checking for more things, kind of like adware, things that are internal in the computer, logs and stuff. I don't really consider them threats. I do clear them out from time to time, but as long as SpyBot says congratulations, no immediate threats were found, you're fine. These entries here aren't critical. They're low risk. They don't really mean anything, and they're not harm. You know, they're not anything that's there that's harmful to the computer. You can clear them out if you want. And also, if you hit your Alt H with the scripts running.
For your convenience, the following JAWS hotkeys perform the same function in both the SpyBot scripts and the adware scripts. Link press control plus S to start a scan. Link press control plus O to enter the number of objects scanned. Link press control plus shift plus C to cancel a running scan. Link press control plus shift plus L to move to the spyware list. Link press control plus shift plus S to go to the main search and destroy screen. Link press control plus W to go to the web update screen. Link press control plus T to go to the settings screen. Link press control plus Q to go to the quarantine recovery screen. Link press control plus shift plus send for the name of the current screen. Additional JAWS hotkeys : link press control plus F to fix selected spyware. Link press control plus U to check for updates when on the update screen. Link press control plus D to download selected updates. Link press control plus P to purge items from recover from quarantine list. Link press JAWS key plus page down to read the status bar application shortcut keys : press Alt plus C to check for problems. Press Alt plus period.
And I'm going to stop that, but you have a whole list of keys there that you can press.
Escape. Log.
If you want to fix these, if it did find anything, you hit Alt F.
Alt F, file menu, check for problems, C. Escape, file, Alt plus F.
Or Control F, I'm sorry.
File menu, check for problem, escape, oops. Escape, search and destroy, file menu, check for problem, escape, file,
oops.
Alt plus F.
Excuse me, let me close that out.
Escape, spyware list, preview, log 10 entries.
But since we don't have anything to clear out, there's nothing to hit there. But you can hit a Control F to clear anything it finds if there's anything bad. And that's about it. SpyBot is very simple to use. There's not much you need to do in it. Like I said, you just want to make sure that it automatically gets its updates and that you use it regularly. The scripts are not absolutely necessary if you tell it you want to use the blind interface when installing it. It is fairly easy to use. It's not perfect. It's a little bit difficult, but it's nothing like Ada where you have to use the JAWS cursor continuously. So, okay, that covers up. That covers SpyBot Search and Destroy. Next, I'm going to show you AVG 7.5, which is an antivirus program that you can download for free. Then after that, I'm going to talk about your internet settings, for 6 and 7, IE6 and IE7, how to get rid of cookies and get rid of your temporary internet files, history, and all that stuff. And I may talk about firewalls. And those will be in upcoming recordings. This recording is complete for now, and I hope it has helped you out. And I hope you've enjoyed it. Thank you for listening. This is my contact information. If you would like to contact me for whatever reason, for a PC question or a comment on an audio recording or podcast that I've done, you can contact me at the following places. My website is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. My MSN is rharmon928@hotmail.com, and that's rharmon928. My email address is rharmon@blind-geek-zone.net. Please feel free to contact me with any comments or questions you may have, either about my website, my audio recordings, or anything else you might want to comment on.